Hallelujah. Good morning, guys. Morning. It's great to be here once again, and we have more and more people coming in our midst, and it's great to be here, especially when we are now in such a time that actually I have never experienced before. And someone told me that I am a man that has a good temper, slow to anger. But you know, when I watch all those TV, I noticed that my emotion is a bit disturbed, and I need to ask God to give me more power, more love, more strength to be able to stand against this, all this picture and all this movie and all this broadcasting. No, I think many people here in Hong Kong are not resting very well because of all these things happening around us. And recently, I'm also facing some problems that also make me feel disturbed, and I'm not that happy because of the things that is happening around us. And so my emotion is a bit disturbed. And once again, I find that in my heart, honestly speaking, I feel like a kind of anger inside my heart. And so I'm once again very sympathetic on those who are now in deep anger, very angry, all these things happening in Hong Kong. And so once again, when I come back to the scripture and read through the scripture and all the teaching about anger, and I find that there's a lot of teaching revealed in the Bible, and make me feel comfortable and very glad to be able to know all these teaching right there, just in the Bible. So right in this morning, I would like to share a little bit on anger. And I'll give a topic as when anger overwhelms. Tell your neighbor, don't be angry at me, huh? Hallelujah. So you turn to the Bible. It is written in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 15. Chapter 2, verse 11 to verse 15. It is about a man a long time ago, when he was very, very, very angry that he has done something wrong. He has killed a man because he was so angry. Who is that man? His name is called Moses. So we read the scripture. Exodus 22, verse 11 to verse 15. 1, 2, 3. One day after Moses had grown up, he went out there to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people, and looking this way and that and seeing the one, he killed the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. The next day, he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" The man said, "Who made you ruler and rule over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptians?" Wow. The news spread. And finally, Moses fled because he was so afraid. He thought that, someone knew that I have killed an Egyptian. And then Pharaoh heard of that. Pharaoh wanted to kill Moses. And so Moses fled and went to Midian. This is the story. Let's pray. Oh Lord, we now, this morning, we come to you and ask your Holy Spirit to touch our heart and give us the faith, give us the understanding, give us the strength and power, and help us to overcome all this negative emotion deep inside our heart. Help us so that we will know how to handle these kinds of negative feeling. Oh Lord, help us, and so that none of us will sin in anger. Help us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why was Moses so angry that he killed an Egyptian? It is not an accident. He intentionally killed the Egyptian. He himself was not an Egyptian. He was actually, Moses was actually a Hebrew. And early in his infancy, he was adopted into the family of Pharaoh because the daughter of Pharaoh saved him out of the river. And then Moses was grown up in the palace. But at the end, he discovered that he was not an Egyptian. And he found that he himself was a Hebrew. Maybe someone told me, maybe his mother told him. We don't know when he knew about this story, but what he knew is his people were badly treated in Egypt. He found that his people was inflicted in Egypt. And this people, his people, the Hebrew, the Hebrew were oppressed by the Egyptian. So day after day, year after year, his anger became unbearable. He could no longer see his people being mistreated anymore. So he came up. And on that day, he found that an Egyptian was beating a Hebrew. Wow, he was so angry. And all of a sudden, he killed the Egyptian out of his anger. He thought that no one knew about that. But actually, that's not a fact. Someone knew about that. And then he was afraid because Pharaoh wanted to kill him. And he fled to the desert of Midian. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we may be in that kind of anger that we may sin because of that kind of anger. Some people know that I am now serving in a Bible school, and actually, among our seminary students, I know that there's some student having committed some kind of crime, and he got converted in prison, and I have time to talk with them, and they honestly told me that the guy told me that he has killed a man in his anger, and then he was caught, arrested, and put to prison. And in prison, he knew Jesus Christ, and he got converted and committed his life to God. And now he committed the whole life to God and want to serve God and want to go back to prison and to serve all those prisoners. And he was so regret, you know, because he has done something wrong in his anger. Actually, all of us are human beings. Are you a human being? We're all human. Tell your neighbor, we're all human. How many of you have experienced kinds of anger in your life? Just raise your hand. Oh, wow. Tell your neighbor, you're a human being. Hallelujah. Ah, Pastor Leon, not human? All of us may have experienced the kind of anger. And anger is a very human, very natural emotion, although it is a very strong emotion, because of kinds of irritation or agitation that occurs when a need or when an expectation is not met. And it is very, very human, very, very natural. So if you are angry, don't be too, you know, guilty. When you're too angry, at the point that if you sin, then it's wrong. But if you are just angry, it's human. It's natural. So one thing we need to learn from the Bible is very, 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 very clear. You can be angry, but don't sin. Tell your neighbor, don't sin. When we are angry, it is very natural. So it is written in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 26. It says that, be angry, but do not sin. That means anger does not mean that you should sin. You can be angry, but beware. Because anger is a power. Sometimes it can push you to a place, to a time that you may sin. But if you can handle it properly, it can serve as a signal. Say together, signal. Anger can serve as a signal that, hey, something is wrong. Maybe out there or inside your heart, there's something wrong. So it is a signal. Wow, the light, yellow light, red light, is a signal that something is wrong. So in the Bible, Paul said that you can be angry, but do not sin. But how can we be angry but cannot sin? Because there are different levels of anger. Say together, different level of anger. Someone classify anger into different levels, and we can also read it from the Bible. The first level of anger, we'll call it indignation. Say together, indignation. Indignation is kind of being affected in the emotion or very displeased, very unhappy. And in the Bible, it is also very clear that Jesus was angry, and it was translated as indignant. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such of these things that the kingdom of God belongs. The children want to come near to Jesus, but the disciples stopped them. And so Jesus became very angry. And in the Bible, it was translated as indignant. That means very displeased, very unhappy. And told his disciples, don't stop them. Let the children come to me. Because all those in the kingdom of God are like that. So that means Jesus became angry, but not very, very angry. It is very displeased, very unhappy. So the Bible translated as indignant. That is the first level. The second level is wrath. Say together, wrath. Wow. This kind of anger is a upper level. Wrath is kind of burning anger. And in most of the time, it is accompanied with punishment or revenge. That means I should do something to punish you. I'm so angry. If it is legitimate, it is punishment. If it is illegal, it is revenge, okay? And so I want to do something. Otherwise, I cannot maintain the justice. Wrath. And in the Bible, Jesus was also angry. Why? Because on one Sabbath, when a man with a withered hand, and the man came to Jesus, and the people around Jesus want to tempt Jesus and watch over Jesus whether Jesus will heal this man of withered hand or not. Because during or on Sabbath, it was not allowed to do anything, including healing. If Jesus healed that man, oh, he broke the law. And so people around Jesus want to tempt Jesus and watch, I want to accuse this man. If he really healed this withered hand, the man, he was accused. But and then in the Mark chapter 3, verse 5, it is said that Jesus looked around at them with anger. Say together, anger. Jesus was so angry because of the wickedness of these men around him. And Jesus was also grieved at the hardness of the heart of their heart and said to the man, stretch out your hand. And then all of a sudden, he was healed. He was restored. And this anger or this wrath, and it is called in the original Greek, okay. That means it's a wrath of burning anger. And actually, in all through the Bible, we saw that our Lord, when he found that his people has committed something wrong or has been such a bad man or bad people and that irritate God, and the wrath of God is overwhelming. So people will ask, hey, is it that God is love? Why? He was angry. You know, love and anger sometimes come together. And you and me as parents will know why love and anger come together. I love my kids. I don't want them to do anything wrong. I don't want them to sin. I don't want them to go astray. So when they have done something wrong, I become angry. Why? Because I love them so much. Love and wrath can come together. You know, God loves us so much. He does not want us to sin. So when we fall into sin, He was so angry. He wants to protect us. He does not want us to be in hell. And so He, our God, is a God of love. And it has no contradiction against the wrath of God because He loves us so much. He become angry. And so it is written in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 18, it said that, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of those who by their wickedness suppress the truth. Our God is angry. The wrath of God is revealed in heaven against whom? Against all ungodliness. The wrath of God and the love of God come together. So we've experienced. I still remember when I scolded at my kids when they have done something wrong. I was at that time very angry. But it doesn't mean that I don't love them. I love them, so I become angry. I don't want them to sin anymore. This is the second level of anger. The third level of anger we call fury. Say together, fury. Fury, and in original Greek is diabio. And fury is a fury anger. And this fury anger is suggesting a powerful force to compel people to harm and to destroy. Fury. Very, very angry. And in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 33, it is said that the people in the Sanhedrin, when they heard that the disciples didn't listen to them and still continue to spread the gospel, to spread the story of Jesus all around in the city. And they were very, very angry in the translation. New King James Version, they translated, when they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them. That means this kind of anger, very, very, very angry, furious and want to kill, want to destroy, want to harm. Wow. That means this kind of anger, in some sense, they sin. That means in the first level and the second level, no matter it is indignation or it is wrath, it doesn't mean that it leads to sin. But in this level, fury, very often it leads to sin because they want to kill, they want to harm, they want to destroy. It's very, very fiery anger. The fourth level is called rage. Wow. Rage is raising anger resulting in the loss of control, often to extreme of violence and temporary insanity. Extreme violence, rage. If you got into that kind of anger, most of the time you destroy, you kill, you lost your sense. You'll be so mad at everything. It is irrational, very, very, very irrational. You cannot understand why this guy do these things because he himself cannot understand either. He's so angry that they lost their common sense, lost their rationality. No reason, just angry. Rage. So the first two levels of anger, it does not mean that you will sin. But in these two levels of anger, in most of the time, you will sin. So beware. You can be angry, but do not sin. Hey, how come? How can I control? People will know, oh, what's the line? Sometimes I cross the line, I become angry. How can I control it? You know, anger is a bit, you know, just like water, you know, like water, boiling water, boiling water. 30 degrees Celsius, 30, 50, 60, 70. Wow, you notice that, wow, all the bubbles. That's the anger accumulate. Huh? Add up to a level 80 degrees Celsius. 90 degrees Celsius. Wow, I'm nearly exploding. But at the point 100 degrees Celsius, it is no longer water. It becomes steam. Another stage. A different stage of water. It is not liquid. No longer liquid. You know that when your anger adds up to that level, it will explode to another level. A quite different level. You notice that, hey, this guy, normally, he's not an angry guy. He's a good-tempered guy. But at the point, you find that, wow, all of a sudden, he lost his sense, lost his rationality, lost his control. He exploded to do something irrational, destructive. Why? Because at that time, he's at 100 degrees Celsius. Another stage. You know the difference? That means when you find people become angry, don't let him go to that stage. If you find that Alice quarrel with Leon, they're so angry. Oh, they want to fight. And they really want to take a knife. No, no, no. Vic is so clever. Just separate them. How? Why? Because don't let them add up to 100 degrees Celsius. At the point when they are just 7 degrees Celsius, hey, separate them, separate them. And then they will calm down gradually. 60, 50, 40, and they will not kill each other. Just let them calm down. Don't let them go to that stage of anger. You know the difference? So this is a technique of reconciliation. Hallelujah. This is a technique of peacemaking. Don't let them go to that stage because they will lose their control. They will lose their control. And the anger not necessarily leads to sin, but uncontrolled fury easily leads to sin. It is written in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. Cease from anger. Psalm chapter 37, verse 8. Cease from anger. Tell your neighbor, cease from anger. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, and it leads only to evil doing. Evil doing. Stop. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Brothers and sisters, if you can control in a point that you will not go to uncontrollable, you will be able to stand against or step away from sin. So, anger does not mean you need to sin. Tell your neighbor, you can be angry, but do not sin. Calm down before God and look upon God in order to quench the anger. So the first thing we need to learn from the Bible is anger, but do not sin. The second thing we need to learn from the Bible is we should admit our feeling. Some people don't want to admit their feeling. And some people do not realize that they're angry. I'm not angry. I'm just shouting. I'm just talking like that. Don't think that I'm angry. You can realize that they're angry. Just don't hide it, you know? Admit your feeling. Feel it. When you talk with someone, you feel that, oh, your heartbeat becomes faster, 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 faster. Your muscle becomes tighter, tighter. Your voice becomes louder and louder. You are getting more and more angry. You can feel it. And if you feel it, you know that you can control it. Because you can feel, and you can know what's going wrong inside your heart. There are quite a number of reasons, main reasons why you become angry. And you know that if you feel it, if you know it, you know that you can manage it, or you can handle it. There are some causes of anger, main causes why you become angry. First, you were hurt. Maybe someone has said something that hurt you. Oh, why you say something? You shouldn't have said something. Because deep inside your heart, you are hurt. I don't know why you were hurt so easily. I don't know, because of maybe of your experience, because you feel being rejected, discriminated, whatsoever. In the Bible, a young guy called Joseph, he has a lot of brothers. A lot of brothers. And because he was born when his daddy was very old, and so the daddy loved this Joseph very, very much. But the father has done one thing that hurt the other sons. He gave a very, very beautiful clothes to this young guy. Just him, no other. Just him. Hey, how come? How about the 11 brothers? Why just give him? If you are one of the 11 brothers, what will you do? Oh, jealousy, you know. Oh, unfair. So in the Bible, it said that these brothers, when his brothers saw their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. Because the brother feel hurt, feel rejected, discriminated, all this feeling in their heart, and they were so hurt that they hate Joseph. He was so angry at Joseph. And you know the story that when Joseph went to visit the brothers in the wilderness, because the brothers were taking care of the flock, the brothers put Joseph in a cistern and then want him to die in the cistern. Joseph was not killed. He was just sold to Egypt. And why the brothers want to kill him? Why the brothers want to attack him? Why the brothers eventually sold him to Egypt? They are so angry because they feel the hurt in their heart. So you become angry. You can feel, are you hurt? Is your wife said something wrong that hurt you? Or have you done something wrong to hurt her? I don't know. I just want to reflect on our own. Have we done something wrong to hurt anyone else? Intentionally or unintentionally. The second cause is injustice. People deep inside their heart, we have a measure. We have a moral measure in our heart. Good, bad, right, wrong, better, worse. And if we feel that we are mistreated, if we feel that kind of injustice upon you yourself or upon the people you love, you will feel angry. You're very, very unhappy because you think that it is unfair, unjust. A man in the Old Testament called Jonathan, he loved David so much. And he found that his daddy hate David. It is written in 1 Samuel 20 said that. And Jonathan saw his father and said to him, why should he be killed? Oh, daddy, don't do that. He's my dear brother. What has he done? And so cast a spear at Jonathan. And by which Jonathan knew that it was determined by his father to kill David. He found that. And so Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger. He was so angry. Unfair. Injustice. David don't deserve it. Why are you wanting to kill him? In fierce anger. Because we feel that kind of injustice and that anger grow deep inside Jonathan's heart. The third reason of anger is threat. We are afraid. We are afraid. We are afraid of our future. We are afraid of being, you know, mistreated. We are afraid of our failure. We are afraid. Threat. Just like Saul. So, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 8, it is said that Saul was very angry for this thing displeased him. Why? He heard a song, a hymn in the city, in his country. He said that they have ascribed to David 10,000 and to me they have ascribed thousands. What more can he have but the kingdom? In the city, a song is saying that, oh, David has killed 10,000 and Saul has killed 1,000. Oh, 1,000 to me, 10,000 to David. How come? And one day, King Saul may think that one day David will take over his throne. Threat, fear. So because of that, or because of that kind of worry, that kind of fear, that kind of threat, or that kind of jealousy, he will want to kill David. Full of anger. So sometimes we may be in fear of something. When two people come together and fight for one post in the office, one of them will be angry. Because one winner, one loser. And sometimes because of that threat, that kind of fear, they don't realize that deep inside their heart, they have that kind of anger. And the fourth reason, main reason of anger is frustration. Tell your neighbor, don't be frustrated. And in most of the cases, it is the most common reason among many people, frustration. Because we have some expectation, and the people around you may not be able to meet the expectation. And because we have that kind of expectation, people cannot meet it, we become angry. Just like the parents. Oh, I've told you many times, you should not write the words like that. Write it properly, nicely. Hey, you should try your best, work hard, study more. You know the parents are very angry because they have some expectation over their kids. And the kids, when the kids cannot meet the expectation, they become angry. Sometimes the wife and the husband, they have different expectations. I still remember long time ago when, you know, I've been married for 32 years. Wow, 32 years. And in my early days of my marriage, I always have that kind of anger. And my wife, sometimes with that kind of anger, why she was angry at me? Because most of the time, I work hard at home on a holiday. Every holiday, I stay at home to work. She was angry. Hey, honey, do you know what's about today? Nothing, it's a holiday. Hey, holiday. Then what will you do? Do work. At home, a lot of work to do. So much work. One holiday, gone. Two holiday, lost. Third holiday, wow, she become angry. Why? What have I done? I've done nothing. Just because you have done nothing. So she's very angry. You should do something. You know, you should do something. Otherwise, you'll be very angry. Hey, why are you angry? What have I done wrong? You have done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with you. Then why are you so angry? Because you have nothing wrong. Oh, wow. I've done nothing wrong. And she has become angry. Why? I cannot meet her expectation. Because holiday means holiday. Holiday is not meant to do work. Holiday, you should go out to enjoy, you know. And because you have not planned anything to enjoy the holiday, so she's become very angry. I do not know why.
I have done nothing. You know, sometimes you should do something. Hallelujah.
Frustration. Long time ago, there were two brothers. One called Cain, the other called Abel. Cain offered something to God, but it was not acceptable to God. The offering, Cain expect God to accept the offering, but God was not pleased with his offering. And so God did not want to accept it. And Cain became angry because the offering was not accepted. The offering was not accepted. God was not happy with his offering. And the Bible said Cain was very angry. Cain was very angry. Of course, there's some jealousy. Of course, there's other reason. But one reason is that he was so frustrated. Hey, God, why? I offer you something. You not happy with that? Sometimes we have expectation. And because that expectation was not met, the anger comes out from our heart. So we should sense, we should feel our feeling. Are we hurt? Are we angry because we are hurt? Are we angry because of frustration? Are we angry because of some kinds of fear? Are we angry because we feel some kinds of injustice? We should sense deep in our heart, why are we angry? Of course, there are also other reasons, but these four reasons are very, very common reasons that we can feel. We'll feel it. But after you feel it, the third thing we need to do from the Bible is to handle the anger properly. There are some handling is not that is not good. The mishandling of anger. Some people they find that there's something wrong, but they just hide their anger or suppress their anger or deny their anger, repress their anger. You know, if that kind of anger being repressed, suppressed, or buried deep inside your heart, it will be detrimental to your body, to your emotion, or to your relationship, as well as your spirituality. It is kind of toxic, buried deep inside your soul. So repression is not a very good way to handle anger. Temporary, okay, you do not express it, but you should resolve it. You should resolve it in a proper way. And the second way of mishandling anger, not repress it, but prolong it. That means you are angry for long. Hey, don't be angry so long. You know? It is written in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. It says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. Hey, so I can be angry. So I count the clock. The sun is going to set. Hey, still 6 hours to go. I can be angry now because the sun has not gone down. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. That means don't be angry so long. But you are going to ask why sunset, not sunrise? Why sunset? The answer is simple. Because according to the Hebrew tradition or according to the Hebrew daily operation, the Jews set the sunset at the beginning of next day. We, as Hong Kongers or Filipino, the beginning of a day is sunrise. Is that right? Sunrise. But the Jews, the beginning of another day is sunset. Okay? So that means don't be angry. If you're angry, just angry today. Okay? Tomorrow, everything normal. Don't, you know, harvest your anger for so long. Okay? Prolonged anger. The third mishandling of anger is to stir up anger. I'm angry. You should be angry. Hey, why are you not angry? Angry,
angry. Hey, don't be happy. I'm angry. Angry, angry, angry. Everyone angry. Because we want to make everyone angry, I will feel good. I'll feel good. Spread the anger. Stir up the anger. Don't smile. I'm angry. You know, I'm so angry. You know, when you are angry and the husband, okay, I'm happy. You're angry. Okay, I'm happy. Wow, more and more anger. People tend to stir up anger. In the book of Proverbs said that scorners set a city aflame, but wise men turn away anger. And the scorner always set a city aflame. That means stir up the whole city, instigate the whole city, set a city in a flame. And the book of the Proverb, chapter 15, verse 18, it said that those who are hot-tempered stir up strife, stir up people. But those who are slow to anger, calm contention. Calm contention. If you're angry, okay, handle it. But people, because of the sinful nature, they want everyone to be unhappy, destroy everything, destroy every people, make everyone angry. So, irritate other people to be angry as well. That is not good. Because anger will compel people to sin. So beware. We want our family, our city, to be in a place that we can live here peacefully. Tell your neighbor, don't stir up anger. Then how can we handle? Because deep inside our heart, we really have that kind of anger. Praise God. We are Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, praise God, we are Christian. Hallelujah. Because anger leads to destruction. But one very important privilege that every Christian has is we can come to our Father. We can release all our pain, all our anxiety, all our hurt to our God. Hallelujah. Amen. So all the negative emotion, negative feeling, negative experience, we can yield to our God. Because we have a God who really cares about us. Amen? Amen? And all of a sudden, we can pray to God and release all this pain to Him and receive God's healing. The Holy Spirit can heal us. Amen? Amen? Sometimes we may be offended by your husband, by your wife, by your boss, by your colleague. But God is a healing God. God can heal our wound. Amen? As far as our wound is healed, we can be released from our anger. And we, all of a sudden, we can also release the forgiveness of God because we are all forgiven by God. God has done all these things. Sometimes we are angry, we want to avenge, we want to do something, we want to destroy, we want to kill, we want to harm. Why? Because we want to do something. But brothers and sisters, maybe we do not need to do anything. We just repent before God. Because God is a God who knows everything. Deep inside our heart, we need that kind of faith and reliance and dependence on God. God is the final judge of everything. Amen? If you find that, oh, it is unfair, it is unjust. Okay, tell God. God knows everything. God is the judge. God is the judge. He will repay. God is the judge. He will do something. God is the judge. He is in control of everything. Amen? 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 How about if I express all my negative feeling to God? It has done nothing harm to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It has done nothing harm to God. So we can see a lot of things in the Bible who had said something bad, really bad to God. They blame God. Oh, God, kill me. Moses. Moses blamed God. Oh, why you told me to lead these people? Just kill me. I don't want to live anymore. Prophet Elijah blamed God. Oh, God. I don't want to live anymore. I'm so angry. Some people are angry, but they just use everything to God. Brothers and sisters,
If we have negative feeling in our heart, don't sin, but pray unto God. And God will heal our wound. Amen? God will help us and forgive us. Hallelujah. Shall we stand on our feet? Hallelujah. 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 You can be angry, but do not sin. Do not let sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all the bitterness and wrath. Put away all the anger and reckling and slander. And put away all the malice, and so that we will be kind to one another with tender heart, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. Brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful privilege that all our negative feeling can be yielded to our God. Hallelujah. Shall we sing a song? Jesus.